Hey sisters, so today I have a little special treat for you. My little 5-year-old girl, she is going to be reading a Bible story with me. I'm going to actually read and she's going to be listening and she's going to be reacting. It's really cute hearing her voice in the background. And then we're going to pray together and it's just going to be so great. She is in the process of learning how to read in school. She's in the 4-year-old pre-K program here in our state. So she is recognizing some words, but she's not able to actually read stories just yet. So I'm going to read it and she's going to follow along and we're going to use a Bible that is meant for kids. So I bring this to you because I know the importance of reading to your children. Number one, reading, period, right? Any story. But more importantly, reading the Bible, reading Bible stories too, depending on their age level. It's important that we share the word with our children. We are their number one source for Jesus. We are their first place where they learn about Jesus, and it's so important. So I encourage you, if you're a mom and you have young kids, especially for the young kids, but you can do this any age. Your kids can be teenagers, and you can do this. I know you're going to do it differently with them, and it's going to be definitely a whole different world there, right? Because I have a teenager too, and I have a grown-up son. But so it's at different stages. But if you have a little one, this is a great opportunity to just kind of join us at the table as we read together a story here from Exodus. So it's going to be really cool, really short and sweet. And I just thought I'd share this with you. I hope you're encouraged today, sister.
Are you so busy and overwhelmed that you can't get enough time to connect with God? Are distractions robbing you of your time with Jesus? Is your motivation to spend time in the Word just not what it used to be? Do you want to be more consistent in your personal Bible study? Welcome home, sister. I'm Rosie, a mom, wife, teacher, and devoted disciple of Jesus. And like you, I struggled to stay consistent with my Bible study. When life got busy, I felt so overwhelmed that spending time in God's Word was no longer a priority. In my hardest seasons of life, my motivation to be in the Bible grew weak. I lost my convictions and walked away from God. But by His grace, my faith was restored, and with a conviction to never take God's Word for granted again. If you're tired of letting the enemy steal away your time, energy, focus, and motivation, then sister, this podcast is for you. So go reheat your coffee, dust off your journal and Bible, and get ready to take back your time.
Okay. You're going to hear the story? Okay, let's read the story. Reading the story with my daughter. 10 plagues. Exodus 7 to 12. Okay, so from the kids' story Bible, the beginner's Bible. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, it says 10 plagues. Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh's palace. They said, "You must let the Israelites go free. If you do not, God will punish you." Pharaoh said, "No, I do not know your God." Then he made the Israelites work harder. God was not happy, so he changed the main river to blood. Pharaoh did not care. "I will never let the Israelites go," he said. Then God sent frogs to Egypt. Ooh, look at those frogs. Oh my goodness. They were sitting in chairs, hopping up stairs and jumping all over the beds. Pharaoh said, "Take the frogs away and I will let your people go." So God took the frogs away, but Pharaoh changed his mind. He said, "No, God send more plagues." Uh-oh, what's that? It looks like flies. Like it says they were gnats, pesky gnats. He sent pesky gnats. Then came a frenzy of flies. Those are the flies. Then all the animals got sick. Then the Egyptians.
What happened to the animal?
Oh, that picture of the animal. Oh, you know what? Is an animal getting sick. That's a cow. He was getting sick. Damaging hailstorms came. Then swarms of locusts. Oh, look at this. Do you see that? The grasshoppers. Oh my goodness. Is he happy or mad? Pharaoh, the king, does he look happy or mad?
Mad.
Yeah, he looks mad. Okay, then swarms of locusts ate the crops. Then darkness covered everything. Sometimes Pharaoh said he would let the people go, but after God took away each plague, Pharaoh changed his mind and said, no. Moses had one last message from God for Pharaoh. Look, Moses, he got upset. But look, he says, if you do not let my people go, the firstborn son in each Egyptian family will die. Pharaoh refused to listen, so God kept his promise. And Pharaoh finally said, go now. So you see, he says, go. And then in the next story, you're going to see the people crossing the Red Sea.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, because they were escaping. God let them go. Because God made Pharaoh let them go because he was being mean. And he wasn't letting them go until finally he said, okay, leave. You see that? Because, you know why? Because he wasn't treating the people very good. He was treating them really bad. Really, really bad.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So God wanted to take care of his people. And he said, I'm going to make sure that the king lets your people go. Even though the king was giving chance after chance after chance, he kept saying no. And so finally, he said, okay. He did one last thing, and that was what did it. So now God's people are free. Isn't that great? It's a happy ending to a story. I mean, it was hard, right? But the people were set free. Okay? Let's pray together. Ready? Come. Let's say a prayer. Come. Dear Lord, thank you so much for the story that you gave us today. Thank you for this story of the plagues and just how you used these plagues and these events to have your people become free because you take care of them, because you heard their cries, because they were really desperately calling out for you, and you were just, your heart was moved. I just know your heart was so moved, and you did whatever you had to do to make sure the king let them go. And this was a powerful king. I read about him in history. I know he had reputations for doing even great worldly things, right, around his kingdom. But he was not very good to the people. So finally, thank you, Lord, for allowing these people, your people, to go. And from then on, build a generations to come, have generations continue to grow and be where we are today. Thank you, Lord, so much for this day. I love you. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. Hey, sister. If this episode encouraged or blessed you in some way, then the best thing you can do is share it with a friend. Also, I would love it if you join me in my Facebook community, Intentional Bible Study for Christian Women. There is an amazing sisterhood encouraging one another and praying for each other. And sister, if you've ever thought about connecting deeper with God through a consistent, powerful, and uniquely designed Bible study routine that works just for you and your time needs, look no further, because I am your mentor and friend and your coach, and I can help you. All you need to do is write me at coachwithrosie@gmail.com. You can connect with me there, or you can check out theintentionalchristianwoman.com for more details. Lastly, if you haven't done so yet, I would invite you to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the way that I know this show is blessing you. My sister, I love you. Know that I'm praying for you, and I will see you in the next one.